Hi, I'm Andrew Levine, CEO of Koinos Group, creators of the Koinos blockchain. And in this video, I want to talk briefly about Clarion OS. My wife's running an errand, so I feel like, what better time? So Clarion OS is Dan Larimer's new project, which I'm actually pretty excited about. And it really helps me kind of understand what we're doing at Koinos in a really interesting way. So I thought I'd try to talk about that kind of real quick. But I think the insights that you can get from that are actually super deep and super wide ranging. So Clarion OS, by my understanding, is effectively a decentralized protocol for sending messages between people. And when Dan describes it as layer zero, what I think he means by that is that it's layer none. There's no layer there at all. It's people are sending messages to and from one another. This is one of the lessons that we learned while working on Steam. You know, we interact with developers all the time. We're interacting with them there. They were leveraging Steam for its kind of social features, and we continue those conversations. We're developer obsessed. We're always talking to developers so that we can understand what they need. And one of the things that regularly comes up is messaging. And the conclusion we always come to is that it really doesn't belong on the blockchain. You don't need the blockchain to offer that functionality. But the reason why people look to it for that is because the nature of existing solutions encouraging the treatment of the blockchain database as a SQL database, where you're jamming everything into there, but ultimately that's what makes it unsustainable in the long run. But because blockchains are designed as these monolithic messes that consume all of the resources in a node, developers are forced to jam everything in there, which makes it more unsustainable and more unscalable. And so now you got to explore exotic scaling solutions and blah, blah. And so a lot of developers, they just pretend like that's not going to happen. They ICO, they say that their thing is magic, it can solve every problem. And then they just bounce before reality hits. And so that's why we're building Koinos on a microservice architecture. And to tie this back into Clarion OS, it got me thinking, well, why not add a microservice for Clarion OS? We'd already discussed the possibility of this in the future. We're 100% focused on shipping the testnet. But why not add a microservice for IPFS? That was really the conversation was, you know, developers need to store files for their decentralized applications. They need video files, photo files, audio files, messages. And so that had been the previous conversation I'd had internally with Steve, was, well, how are we going to offer that functionality to them? We want developers to have a really easy time building amazing decentralized applications that people are just going to enjoy using. And we want the developers to enjoy using Koinos. So how do we give them the features they want? We don't want to say, go do that, go do that work. And so IPFS made much more sense as a place to store files. But of course, that's not what it's designed. It's not designed for messages. And so maybe that's what Clarion OS is thinking, is what, when we were at Steemit, when we were thinking about how to make Steemit better and how to make Steam better and get stuff off the Steam blockchain, right? It's that old problem. We were considering, well, people are messaging one another. People are using this blockchain to send messages to one another. And the fact that all of these messages are public is actually making the user experience worse. So by adding messaging, and specifically messaging that wasn't on the blockchain, we'll actually get a lot of this stuff off the blockchain. Now, fast forward, we leave Steemit, we start Koinos, we're developing this blockchain, and we're having these conversations. And we're thinking about messaging, we're thinking about files, we're designing our microservice architecture, and here Clarion OS comes out, and now the way that I see it is that it's the third pillar of the decentralized, the next stage of decentralization, the stage at which it really is able to scale. Because the way I see it is that there are now three pillars. There's the general purpose blockchain, this decentralized database for primarily sending and receiving, creating and distributing fungible and non-fungible tokens. That's what blockchains can be great at. That's what we're building Coinos to be great at. Then there's decentralized file storage. Then there's decentralized messaging. And these things haven't really been interwoven, and these things aren't really great to integrate into applications yet. And IPFS, whatever messaging protocol you want to look at, Telegram, right? They were going to build a great blockchain for messaging. And I think the reason why those blockchain efforts have failed is precisely because of what Dan is honing in on, which is that blockchain isn't the right solution for those things. What is the right solution? And I think what this is all making me realize is that maybe the real killer feature of Coinos isn't necessarily any of these great technical innovations that we're building, things like modular upgradability, positive state deltas, the Mana system. Maybe it's the microservice architecture itself. And so we've been thinking about Coinos as this suite of microservices that are designed to interface with blockchain-specific microservices. So a Coinos D, a Coinos Daemon microservice, a Blockstore microservice. But what if we think about it the other way, where these microservices, this architecture is about connecting Coinos D, the Blockstore, meshing them with other microservices that connect to other protocols, and that this is really what Coinos will become. Yes, there will be a block store in there. Yes, there will be the Coinos blockchain in there, but through this microservice architecture, which anybody will be able to build Coinos microservices, and thanks to Coinos types, anybody will be able to develop them in the programming languages they know and love. That's why we're doing all of this work. That's why we're making it why we're spending so much time and energy on adding multi-language support, is to get those developers in here building microservices we haven't even thought of yet. And so Clarion OS has got me so excited. I really think we're entering into a new phase of decentralized evolution, and Clarion could be that third pillar in there with Coinos, with IPFS, and Coinos is really the economic layer one on top of these things, enabling people to launch all kinds of tokens that help regulate the use of those protocols. What if I want to charge people in my token for messaging me or for storing their files? What am I going to use to do that? And I think Coinos could be that thing. And so I'm super excited, super happy to see what Dan's doing, and I can't wait to see the progress that they make. All right, see you later. Oh, to learn more about Coinos, check out coinos.io. Obviously, subscribe, like, yada, yada.